tag team here. My daughter's smart.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It is 8 o'clock, and I would like to call the November 13th, 2023 Mottville Town Council organizational meeting to order. If you'd all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilor
Harris? Here.
Councilor
Gashwick?
Here.
Councilor Lathrop? Here.
Councilor
May? Here.
Councilor
Sebelia?
Here.
Councilor
Southern?
Here.
Councilor
Eaton? Here. Great. Tonight, I would like to welcome State of Connecticut's Lieutenant Governor, Susan Bisewitz, to administer the oath of office for our mayor, followed by the town council.
Good evening, everyone. Does this work? Anyway, good evening, everyone. It is such an honor to be here with my friends and extended family members of Mottville. And people might wonder, what is this girl from Middletown doing at the Mottville swearing-in? And in 1998, when I was running for Secretary of the State, I met this very shy retiring person by the name of Joe Jaskiewicz, who I know, very shy, very retiring, very quiet, right? And he adopted me, and ever since, when something big happens in Mottville, I try to be here for my extended family. So I'm so pleased to be here to celebrate democracy, to celebrate newly elected officials, people who have stepped up to serve their friends and neighbors. And this would not have been possible without some very special people. And I am referring to our veterans, our men and women who have stepped up to serve our country so that we can have these very precious freedoms that we enjoy in our country, like the right to speak as we choose and worship as we choose, and have the freedom to choose our leaders. So in honor of our veterans and Veterans Day, which we just celebrated, could we have all of our men and women who have served in our United States Armed Forces stand up so that we can say thank you for your service to our country? We are so grateful, ladies and gentlemen, for everything that you've sacrificed for us. And we also want to say a special thank you to the family members and the spouses of the candidates. And those candidates will soon be newly minted, sworn-in elected officials. But we know it takes a lot of sacrifice and time away from family, and so I would like all of our family members of our newly elected officials to please stand so we can say thank you to you. We are so grateful, and if anybody would like my husband's cell phone, he does spousal counseling for the spouses of elected officials. He's pretty good at it by now, and we are very grateful for everything that you've done so that these great people can serve. And I also want to say thank you to all of the candidates, whether you won or lost. It takes a lot of guts and courage to put yourself out there, and we appreciate everyone who ran so that we can have this wonderful democracy that we enjoy in our state and our country. And I also want to say a very special thank you to someone who has served the town of Montville very well as probate judge and as mayor. And so, Mayor, can you please stand up so that we can say thank you, Ron McDaniel? Ron, the governor and I enjoyed serving with you. We're so grateful for all of your time and effort, and we are noticing how stress-free you are looking on this evening. And I also want to say to Lenny Bunnell, Lenny, we are very excited about working with you, Governor Lamont and I. We are very proud of your service in law enforcement, and we are very glad that you are willing to step up and do this important job. And I know you're going to have a lot of support, and I say that because I see Senator Kathy Austin, and I know that Representative Ryan is looking forward to continuing to support this town. And I thought I saw Mayor Passero from New London is in solidarity, so he's here. And I see Chuck Bunnell from the Tribal Nation who is here. And so I know that between all of those folks and the community, you've got this. So with that, can you please step forward so I can administer the oath of office? And I would love to invite any family members, like your very patient spouse and kids maybe, to join you up here. Why don't we go up here so everybody can see? Family members, is only your wife willing to come up? Come on. Come on. That's okay. Come right up
Susan,
here.
You've got an army of them.
Up there with him, yeah.
The whole place is covered.
You've got a big family.
He's got an army of them.
Okay, this is how he won. I get this. I get this. Okay, there's still people in the audience. No problem.
There's more out there. Don't worry.
All right. Well, I think we have some good representation. Anybody else? Going once? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. We got it. Okay. So, Lenny, if you would raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully discharge, according to law, your duties as mayor of the town of Montville to the best of your ability, so help you God? Congratulations. All right, Bunnell family, I think you can sit down. Good job.
Seats up again.
Wow. So long,
family. And come fill the seats up again.
All right, I got to say, that is a most impressive showing of family support. Mayor, you got this, I know. All right. So if I could ask the council members to please stand. And if I could ask each of you to please raise your right hands. All right. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut so long as you continue as citizens thereof, and that you will faithfully discharge, according to law, your duties as town councilor to the best of your abilities, so help you God?
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll just call a short recess if anyone would like to take photos of their families or anything before
okay.
Our governor leaves.
Well, I want a picture of
yes.
All.
So,
we'll do it right in front of the council.
Okay. Oh. I'll move out of your pictures.
Next meeting or something. Too many people are using this.
You know, you're going to be shuffling down anyway.
Okay. So it is 8:20. I will call the meeting back to order.
Mr. Houston. Nice to meet you, man. My wife, Beverly.
Hi, Andy. Hi, guys.
Heather's brother, Kevin.
Hi, Bill.
That's right.
No more huddling. Great.
See you home. Ain't it amazing?
All right. Next up on the agenda is the election of chairperson. So I will now take nominations for chair.
Madam Clerk, I'd like to place the name of Tim May.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? And nominations are closed. So we will do a roll call for this. No, I don't believe so. No. Just a voice vote. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion passed. And I'll turn the meeting over to Chairman May. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Giving us through that.
Perfect. Give you your space now. Thank you.
You can move down now.
All right. He's like. So, let's move on to the election of deputy chairperson.
Chairman, I'd like to place the name of Billy Caron.
Second. All right. Nominate and second. Any other nominations for deputy chair? Any other nominations for deputy chair? And I'll do one more time. Any nominations for deputy chair? Hearing none. All in favor of Billy Caron being deputy chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Here, that is all unanimous vote. All right. Formation of standing committees. For each one of these, there'll be three people. So for town administration rules and procedure, you have three people that are for town's rule and procedures.
I nominate Joe Jaskiewicz, Nick Sibilia, and Robert Yuknik.
I second that. Oops, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You take the second.
All right. Any other nominations for town administration rules and procedures? Any other nominations for town administration rules and procedures? Hearing none. All in favor of Joe Jaskiewicz, Nick Sibilia, and Robert Yuknik for town administration rules and procedures, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Finance. May I have three individuals for finance standing committee of finance?
I'd like to nominate Tim May, Joe Jaskiewicz, and Kevin Lathrop for finance.
I'll second that.
All right. Any other nominations for Finance Committee? Any other nominations for Finance Committee? Hearing none. All in favor of Tim May, Joe Jaskiewicz, and Kevin Lathrop for Finance Committee, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. All in favor, unanimous. Solid Waste Disposal Public Works. May I have three candidates for Solid Waste Disposal Public Works Committee.
To nominate Billy Caron, Kate Southard, and Kevin Lathrop.
Second that.
Any other nominations for Solid Waste Disposal and Public Works? Any other nominations for Solid Waste Disposal and Public Works? Hearing none. All in favor for Billy Caron, Kate Southard, and Kevin Lathrop, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Ad hoc COVID-19 Impact Committee. May I have three nominations for Ad hoc COVID-19 Impact Study Committee?
I'd like to nominate Billy Caron, Joe Jaskiewicz, and Kevin Lathrop.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations for ad hoc COVID-19 Impact Study Committee? Any other nominations for the ad hoc COVID-19 Impact Study Committee? Hearing none, all in favor of Billy Caron, Joe Jaskowitz, and Kevin Lathrop, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Appointment to liaisons, boards, and commissions. We'll start with the Board of Education. May I have a nomination for Board of Education?
I'd like to nominate Joe Jaskowitz.
I'll second it.
All right. Any other nominations for Board of Education? Any other nominations for Board of Education? Hearing none. All in favor of Joe Jaskowitz for Board of Education Commission liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Hearing none. Unanimous vote. Commission on Aging.
I'd like to nominate Billy Caron for the Commission on Aging.
I'll second that.
I accept.
Any other nominations for Commission on Aging? Any other nominations for Commission on Aging? Hearing none. All in favor of Billy Caron to be on the Commission on Aging as a liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous vote for Billy Caron. Conservation Commission.
I'd like to nominate Nick Sebelia.
I'll second it.
Sorry. Any other nominations for Conservation Commission? Any other nominations for Conservation Commission? Hearing none. All in favor of Nick Sebelia to be on the Conservation Commission as the town council liaison, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, unanimous vote. Economic Development Commission.
I'd like to nominate Kate Southard for the Economic Development Commission.
Second.
Any other nominations for Economic Development Commission?
I'll nominate Kevin Lather.
All right. Any other nominations for Economic Development? Okay, the way this will work.
Give it to Kevin. Give it to him. She said give it to him. So you just keep going. Just keep going the way you were doing. Yeah.
The way this works, you will vote for each person. There's two. So instead of saying aye, there'll be a roll call vote. And you will state the person you would like to be on EDC. So you. Mm-hmm. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor
Lathrop.
Councilor Jaskowitz.
Southern.
Councilor Lathrop.
Lathrop.
Councilor Sebelia.
Lathrop.
Councilor Southern.
Lathrop.
Lathrop.
Kate Southern. So there are five votes for Kevin Lathrop. You are on the Economic Development Commission. Farmers Market Committee.
I'd like to nominate Kate Southern.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations for Farmers Market? Any other nominations for Farmers Market? Hearing none. All in favor of Kate Southern for the Farmers Market Committee liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Unanimous vote. Library Committee.
I'd like to nominate Kate Southern. Sorry. Second.
Any other nominations for Library Committee? Any other nominations for Library Committee? Hearing none. All in favor of Kate Southard for Library Committee liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous vote. Nonprofit organizations.
I'd like to nominate Billy Karen.
I'll second that.
All right. Any other nominations for nonprofit organizations? Any other nominations for nonprofit organizations? All right. Hearing none, all in favor of Billy Karen for nonprofit organization liaison, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Right. Unanimous. Parks and Rec, Park and Recreation Commission.
I'd like to nominate Kate Southard for Parks and Rec.
I'll second that.
Any other nominations for Parks and Rec Commission? Any other nominations for Parks and Rec Commission? Hearing none, all in favor of Kate Southard on Parks and Rec Commission liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Unanimous vote. Public Safety Commission.
I'd like to nominate Nick Sibilia.
Second.
Thank you. Any other nominations for Public Safety Commission? Any other nominations for Public Safety Commission? Hearing none, all in favor of Nick Sibilia and Public Safety Commission liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, unanimous. Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'd like to nominate Rob Uchnick for Planning and Zoning.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline that. Okay. Over the past weekend, we welcomed into our life our first grandchild. So my time management skills now need some tweaking.
Okay. Congratulations. Do we have another nomination for Planning and Zoning?
Joe Jaskis. Joe Jaskis.
Right, thank you.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you.
Did you get a second?
Yes. Nick Sibilia seconded that. Any other nominations for Planning and Zoning Commission? Any other nominations for Planning and Zoning Commission? Hearing none. All in favor of Joe Jaskiewicz for Planning and Zoning Commission liaison, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous vote. Social Services.
I'd like to nominate Billy Karen.
Second.
Any other nominations for Social Services? Any other nominations for Social Services? Hearing none, all in favor of Billy Karen for Social Services, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous. Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund.
I'd like to nominate Billy Karen.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations for Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund? Any other nominations for Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund? Hearing none. All in favor of Billy Karen. All in favor of Billy Karen for Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund liaison, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Unanimous. Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board.
I nominate Nick Sibilia.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations for Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board? Any other nominations for Youth Service Bureau and Advisory Board? All right. Hearing none, all in favor of Nick Sibilia for Youth Services Bureau and Advisory Board, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. For the next one, this is the appointment of the town council member to the Water Pollution Control Authority. That is a voting member of the Water Pollution Control Authority. May I have a nomination for that appointment?
I nominate Kevin Lathrop to the WPCA.
Second.
Ooh. Any other nominations for the appointment of the town council member to the Water Pollution Control Authority? Any other nominations for a town council member to the Water Police Control Authority? Hearing none, All in favor of Kevin Lathrop to be appointed to the as a town council member to the Water Pollution Control Authority, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, unanimous vote. Just a note, there is later on, just want to point out, later on we will be accepting resignations, and Kevin Lathrop will be resigning as a regular member, not this. So I don't want anybody to be confused. It's just a process. Kind of got the cart before the horse, but I just want everybody aware that there will be a resignation from Kevin Lathrop, but not after this position. All right. So at this time, we're going to jump back on to, did I miss anything?
No.
I think everything we're good. Yeah. Let's go back to the agenda. Thank you. That was a little tedious, but I've got it through it. All right. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. At this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll do it one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, hearing none, new business. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of Monday, October 11th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
It was a busy night, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we had a presentation. It was pretty pretty worthwhile. So what people should read those minutes. Over. There was a lot
That's
of good
why
stuff.
I said it was a busy night.
Yeah. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $3,540.12. As requested by the tax collector.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote.
Councilor Carrick.
Favor.
Councilor Jessica.
Favor.
Councilor
Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelius.
Favor.
Councilor
Southern.
Favor.
Councilor
Hutnick.
Favor.
Councilor May. Favor. Unanimous, all in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to set the 2024 regular monthly meeting dates of the town council on the second Monday of every month, excluding holidays that will be scheduled on the following Wednesday of that week. The scheduled meeting dates are as followed: January 8th, February 12th, March 11th, April 8th, May 13th, June 10th, July 8th, August 12th, September 9th, October 16th, which is a Wednesday, November 13th, which is a Wednesday, and December 9th. All meetings will be held at 7 p.m. in the town council chambers.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Did everybody look at these dates? They look, as far as I can tell, they look reasonable. I don't see any conflicts. So with that, all in favor to accept the meeting or the dates for the next 2024, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. The town of Montville hereby resolves to appoint Agnes Miyuki. Did I pronounce that right?
Miyuki.
Miyuki.
As the town council minutes clerk for the term of November 13th, 2023 through November 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Oppose.
Agnes does a wonderful job. I don't know how we could do our job without her. So I think all in favor of having Agnes as our town council meeting clerk, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All in favor. Thank you, Agnes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I messed up your last name. The town council of Montville hereby resolves to close town offices at 12 p.m. on Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023, in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday for non-essential personnel, to award 4 hours paid time off for essential personnel who must remain on the job to be used by the end of the calendar year.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
And when did this change? Just for me, I've been out, obviously. It used to be 2 hours, am I correct?
I don't think it was. I think it was four.
It was never 2 hours, huh? I've been going that long. I didn't
know years ago. You're talking years and years ago.
It's inflation.
It was years ago when we did that, right?
Okay.
As far as I know, it's been 4 hours, and it has been noontime, so I don't know when that change occurred.
Okay, thanks for the info.
We can change it if you want, but...
No, that's not what I asked. I just
moved the motion.
Did it change?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to adopt the Town Council Rules and Procedures.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Bunnell?
This is once every term, it's required that we vote on and accept these procedures. Included in your packet. Well, that's about it. Nothing's changed. I urge everybody to look them over because there's things that you'll be dealing with as the year goes on, 2 years ago.
And I agree with the mayor. There's looking over the rules today. I can see there's some things that can be very, very helpful. And I just to everyone to kind of brief themselves on it will make our jobs a lot easier here. And so, I guess for this we need a voice vote. Any more discussion? All right, all in favor to adopt the Town Council Rules and Procedures, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the master agreement between the State of Connecticut and the Town of Montville regarding the installation of a fire suppression standpipe system on bridges in various locations.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
Could I get a little information, please, Mayor?
Sure. It's... This is a requirement that's already going through public safety, and we have to act on it within 60 days of receipt of the letter dated October 23rd. It applies to the standpipes at all of the highways, 395, 2A, limited access highways, and we're kind of in a spot where they're already up there, and if we don't approve it, then we have to take them down. We're required to cover the maintenance and any elimination or removal of them, and in this case here, it's already done.
I got a couple of questions. There's a 60-day fuse on this, or timeline. Do we have the manpower and people in order to install these?
They're already installed. They're already there.
So we're just adopting the maintenance of them.
Yep. If you look at the letter dated May 8th of 2012 from James Redeker, Commissioner, it's the policy statement.
All right. So we're just taking over their hardware.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions or discussion? All right.
Thank you.
Like a roll call vote on this, please.
Councilor
Harris? Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelius?
Favor.
Councilor
Sutter?
Favor.
Councilor
Eusnick?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 7-0 in favor. Okay, communication. A copy of the October 2023 budget report from Finance, Director Barbara Griffin. All right, did everyone get a chance to look at that? All right, copy of the legal bills from Halloran and Sage for the month of September 2023. And copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the month of September 2023. All right. Reports from town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, do we have anything to report here, or we?
Nope, nothing to report.
Reports from the mayor and administrative department heads. We have a couple here. Mayor, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything to say. I will say that, I attended the veterans ceremony in front of the town hall and also the Legion Luminary and attended the youth football Super Bowls, three games, at Camp Oakdale on Saturday. I have a meeting with the outgoing Mayor McDaniel to ensure we have a smooth transition. That's about it.
Thank you. Department heads, are you ready?
I promise I'll be really brief, but all that you think quite a lot of that. But Director of the Women's Bird Economy, Director of the Land Use Department, and some of you may not know me, try to give you a little bit of a brief on all the projects that have been going on from month to month. The Planning and Zoning Commission has three applications on its agenda. It's the same one as last one. But since you're all in, we have a one-lot residential re-subdivision. We have a site plan for a dredged materials processing facility down at Depot Road, and we have the site plan for the Montville Animal Shelter on the agenda as well. That's all we have. Nothing's changed since last month. You were to find me, or the Land Use Department. Send me an email, you can give me a call. I have quite a few things, at least three or four things to report to you next month, but I want to wait until after your first meeting. So, anyone have any questions?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, I have one quick question on the standing or the committee. We have Planning and Zoning Commission. That we should that should be changed to the land use.
No.
No.
So the land use is the Land Use Department.
All right.
But the Planning and Zoning Commission is
still the same. Never mind. Thank
okay.
you.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. All right. I'll be seeing you.
Yes.
All right. Reports from standing committees, it is not applicable. Reports from special committees and liaisons, also not applicable. And reports, assignments and resignations from boards and commissions. To consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Nicholas Sebelia from the Conservation Commission, effective immediately.
So move.
With regret.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Unanimous. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Joseph Jaskowitz from the Housing Authority, effective immediately.
So moved.
Second.
With regret.
Somebody seconded. I don't know who
it's
it was.
It's already been seconded down there, Nick.
So, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Kevin Lathrop from the Water and Sewer Commission, effective immediately.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Consider an act on a motion to accept the resignation of Kate Southard from the Parks and Rec Commission, effective immediately.
So move.
Second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Louis Ziegler to the Commission on Aging with a term to expire on December 14th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You're fine.
Okay.
Any opposed? Thank you. That was funny. One person said aye. All right. There's no executive sessions. Remarks from the public. 3 minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3 minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3 minute limit. All right. Hearing none. Remarks from the councilors and the mayors. So I'll start off with Councilor Lathrop.
I just want to say thank you for nominations and putting me on some boards, and I look forward to working with all of you and serving the town of Montville in the best way I can.
Mr. Butner?
I just want to thank everybody for coming out and voting on Election Day, and I look forward to seeing the great things we're going to accomplish on this council.
Thank you.
I do, too.
Mr. Jaskowitz?
I want to thank the people for coming out and voting and supporting us, and I look forward to working with the gentlemen to my right and to my left and out there, all of us together.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Sevilla?
I'm just very thankful that I got...
Councilor Sevilla. Sorry.
likewise, but very thankful that everyone came out and voted. Excited to get started. Lived in this town for my whole life, and I just want to keep working, trying to make it improve. Mm-hmm. So,
Councilor Southern.
My sentiments are all the same. Thank you to everybody for coming out to vote, and I am looking forward to working with everybody on this town council and again and seeing all the exciting things that we're going to get done.
Yeah. Councilor Kerr?
Oh, I was waiting for you to get to me. Yeah, I want to welcome all the new councilors. Working together now, since the election is over, thank God, and thank you to the voters. Can't wait to get a full agenda, and there's a lot of good things that we can do together. And we bring forward, we move them there. They're all, it's all for the people. That's all it's about. To stay on is all for the people of our town. Yeah, thank you.
So I'll let the mayor go last, so I'll get mine out of the way. I just want to say, you know, thank you for, you know, electing me as chair. It's a great honor to hold this position. But it's also, I just want to thank all the people that were elected and congratulate you, because the town of Montville has spoken and they chose us. So moving forward, regardless of whether you have a D or an R or a U beside you, it's our job to listen to the citizens and do what's best for them. And that's what we did last term and the term before that. So every time we've done that and we've held that, and we do that what's best for the people of Montville. So I think we're going to have, we got some work ahead of us this year. We've got a few things we got to get figured out on how we're going to get things done. And I look forward to that. And I think we got a good team to get us there. So with that, Mayor, you got the last word.
I want to thank everybody for electing me as the mayor. I can promise you that my best effort will be put into this. And I will treat everybody as fairly as I possibly can. And I will represent everybody. I want to welcome the newbies to the town council, Kevin, Kate, Nick. It really is rewarding if you allow it to be rewarding. I want to thank Agnes for stepping up and helping us stay in line, because she's got a lot of experience and she knows the way things are supposed to be done, and she will keep us in line. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving coming up here, and happy and a safe Thanksgiving. Don't forget, December 3rd is a holiday parade. There's something that's lacking in this town, and it's called attendance at our gatherings. And I've been involved with the town for 50 years, and it's always been a problem. And I think we all need to strive to get the word out for these different events that are coming up, like the luminaries. You know, it's a little cold, but it was nice. It was a good time. Parade. Who knows what weather we're going to have, but we need to get the gate out there and have people attend these things. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to get people to be aware of these events, and in turn, it'll pull this town together. Overall, thank you.
All right. With that, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second. We have a second.
I don't know.
That's a beautiful day. Thank you. I had nothing to do with it, but it is a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
That's a good looking baby. Huh? That's a good looking baby.
You ain't kidding.
Aren't you actually a newbie?
He's an old newbie.
Because you weren't hot. Congratulations.
Because you weren't hot.